This is WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Wisconsin's 173-year-old abortion ban faces its first major legal test. The state's Democratic leaders announced yesterday they're suing to overturn it. Jonah Chester has the details.
The measure, enacted decades before women had the right to vote, bans abortion in nearly all cases. Governor Tony Evers called a special session of the legislature earlier this month to attempt to overturn the ban, but the Republican-controlled Senate and Assembly quickly gaveled out of the session without taking action. Now, with the protections of Roe versus Wade fallen, Evers says it's time to take action.
An overwhelming majority of Wisconsinites supported Roe and making sure abortions remain safe and legal in Wisconsin. And if Republicans won't do their part and help the people of the state, then we will.
Evers previously said he'd grant clemency to any doctors who are charged under the 1849 law, which carries a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Similarly, Attorney General Josh Call indicates his office won't actively investigate or prosecute doctors who violate the measure. This is Jonah Chester reporting.
Meanwhile, three Republican gubernatorial hopefuls say they would fire prosecutors who refuse to enforce Wisconsin's 173-year-old ban on abortions. This was during a GOP debate held Monday in Green Bay. GOP candidate Timothy Rantham said he's glad that the 1849 law is in place in Wisconsin.
I'm elated beyond measure that the Supreme Court of the United States followed the Constitution and gave the rights back to the state.
Candidate Rebecca Clayfish also said she was overjoyed Roe versus Wade was overturned.
It is a time for us in the pro-life movement to rejoice and celebrate the fact that we are the party who can be pro-life, which means being pro-woman and pro-baby. And I will lead with both empathy and compassion and keep the 1849 law on the books to protect the unborn in Wisconsin.
Candidate Kevin Nicholson said he was, quote, elated that the court did the right thing. He says the next step is to support pro-life pregnancy resource centers around Wisconsin.
As your governor, I want to make sure that every last cent that still finds its way from the state of Wisconsin to Planned Parenthood is shifted over to those pregnancy resource centers to protect innocent life.
All three said during a debate Monday that they would fire district attorneys who refused to enforce the ban. Dane County District Attorney Ismael Ozan said Friday he wouldn't enforce the ban, and Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm hinted he won't enforce it either. Candidate Tim Michaels did not join the debate. Liberal watchdog group American Oversight filed its fourth open records lawsuit over the investigation of the 2020 election results in Wisconsin. The lawsuit Tuesday targets the lead investigator, former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, for his practice of deleting records he didn't deem useful to his investigation. The lawsuit seeks to stop Gableman's office from deleting any records covered by state law, not just those responsive to open requests. Gableman's office declined comment. Previous lawsuits by American Oversight against Gableman, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and the State Assembly have resulted in judicial orders that Gableman's Office of Special Counsel stop deleting records responsive to the group's requests under state law. The Literacy Task Force of Wisconsin is hosting a workshop at Nicolet College this summer to teach educators a technique to help struggling readers. The technique is based off recent research that shows some people learn reading skills faster by listening to the words and recognizing sounds, as opposed to sounding out words on a page. Donna Heitmanek is the task force's president. She says there is a huge need for reading intervention techniques in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, 34% of our students are below basic level in reading. So one out of three of our students struggle with reading and spelling. And that's just not okay.
The workshop is geared toward parents and teachers who work with struggling readers. Heitmanek says the technique is helpful for early readers and older readers alike. The workshop will be held July 27th through the 29th. Registration information is available on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.